Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Opel and the Opel Commercial Vehicles range. We have your van.
Level 5 restrictions, as we know, will take us right into the month of December, and the focus is on the Christmas period and what we will or won't be able to do. And with that in mind, the Teachers Union of Ireland is calling on the government to consider closing schools earlier than the planned date of Tuesday, the 22nd of December. And to tell us why, I'm joined by Michael Gillespie, the General Secretary of the TUI, and also by columnist and author Jen Hogan and GP from Monaghan, Dr. Ilona Duffy. Michael, I'll start with you. Good morning, firstly. What you're saying is that the department should consider closing schools on the Friday before the 22nd. So that would be the 18th. And what's the logic?
Well, there's two logics, parts of this, I suppose. Firstly, teachers and students, I've never seen them so fatigued and almost burnt out because of the consistent level of commitment. You know, they're wearing masks all day in school, trying to do their curriculum through masks, which is very, very difficult. Teachers were back in August where they stripped out the classrooms to the bare bones so they could return to school in September. They had to go back in at the midterm break to clear out and change the sanitizers because of issues raised by the department. So there's a lot of tiredness, anxiety, and we're trying to maintain this very high level of commitment. But secondly, what people are calling for here is the break. We're talking about Monday and Tuesday, which is really a day and a half in most schools. But the advantage would be that if they finished on the Friday, they'd have the choice of isolating then before the big day, which is the following week, Friday, Christmas Day. And what they'd be able to do there is they'd be limiting their movements before meeting their vulnerable family members, which is the highlight of the year. This is the big family event of the year, and that's what they're looking for.
Really. It still wouldn't give them enough time, though, under the guidelines.
No, but I mean, if you were exposed on the Thursday, you've got, I know it says 14 days, but over a 7-day period, you know, most people, what we're hearing, they're experiencing the symptoms very, very quickly, within a couple of days of a close contact. So it would just give them a level of security and maybe more confidence if level 5 is gone, so that they can move freely to visit those vulnerable adults, the vulnerable grandparents and so on Christmas Day the following week.
Because you can't have the teachers can't run the school play, the nativity play, whatever it might be, the carol service, there probably won't be much happening in that first week and on those first 2 days of Christmas week.
That's the other problem that I suppose our students are experiencing. All the extracurricular things that they experience, the sports, as you said, the Christmas show, they've all been cancelled because of COVID-19. So there's nothing to look forward to in that last day that we all look forward to in school, that whole social event. They're going to be in their classrooms. There's not going to be any assemblies or anything possible because of the restrictions. And rightly so, we have to maintain that commitment that has worked so well in schools so far.
Okay, I want to bring in Dr. Ilona Duffy at this point, Michael. Just on that medical argument, firstly, Ilona, I mean, is there a good logic behind what Michael says, that if you give the teachers this extra time, they'll be able to isolate and there'll be less chance of them putting vulnerable family members at risk, and the students too?
Unfortunately, I don't think there's a huge amount of valid medical evidence to support the argument, but I mean, common sense-wise, I think it does make sense. I would have to disagree with Michael's comment that most people who are exposed get their symptoms early. That's not actually quite true. It can take anything up to the fortnight, which is why anyone who is exposed to the virus must self-restrict their movements for 2 weeks. I think we've also got to kind of consider, would this mean that actually people would be moving around, that children would be out, especially maybe the teenage kids meeting in larger groups, and that we could see the opposite effect, because at least in school, they are being watched, they are being corralled, they're with their pods, they're with their smaller groups. So personally, as a mother, I wouldn't mind, but there may be other people who would be concerned, because with regards to how will their children be managed if they're not in school during those days as well.
What about the masks? You know, the constant wearing of masks all day, the impact that has on both the student and the teacher population. They're exhausted, Michael says. He's never seen anything like it when it comes to the stress, anxiety and fatigue. Is it worth giving them an extra an extended break? It's only a day and a half, for that reason alone.
I think that bringing kids in for a day and a half just seems pointless on that Christmas week, because, as you said, normally they would be the days that they'd be having school plays, parties, etc., and that's not going to happen. So they're not going to be missing a huge amount of school. And I think children have adapted really well. And remember, it is only the secondary school. Children who are wearing masks in class, the primary schools aren't. But it is tough. But it's tough on everybody. Everybody in shops is wearing masks. Everybody in healthcare is wearing masks. So I think we've all had to deal with that. And I think, look, I would be in favour of them finishing up on the Friday before Christmas, but I do think that the mask thing, I have to say, teachers and students have really adapted so well, and hats off to everybody on that.
So the fatigue and anxiety argument doesn't really wash with you. Are you concerned that other sectors might look for additional holidays if this happens?
Absolutely. I think everybody is finding it tough wearing the mask, but we are all getting used to it, and we have to get used to it. So teachers and students aren't the only ones. Again, absolutely. If we kind of find one group asking for extra time off because of this, will we find other groups like healthcare professionals, people in hospitals, carers and homes saying, well, we should be getting extra annual leave as well? So I think there has to be a bit of give and take on this. I do think, you know, practicalities are the first forefront thing, and really, is it going to mean much to us to lose those days of school? No, apart from the fact that it may well create difficulties for some parents.
Okay, so the medical argument doesn't work, Michael, is what Ilona is saying, just to go back to the start of her contribution.
Yeah, the 14 days. No, and I totally accept that. If you remember what I said, it just leads to a level of comfort if they've got the 7 days, as opposed to, I mean, basically, you're finishing school on the 23rd, and if level 5 is lifted, people will be travelling for the 25th, you know. So they'll be moving within 2 days. So the 7 days is about confidence, I suppose, as much as anything else. We are also being told that there is, you know, whether the medical evidence is there or not, we're being told by teachers that a lot of parents have told them that they are going to keep their students out of school from Friday anyways. That was reported to us by the people who are raising this issue with us, that there is going to be this removal of students anyways on the basis of the 7 day break.
We have a parent with us, Jen Hogan, who's been canvassing for opinion on this amongst the parenting community. Did you hear that, Jen, that people are going to take their children out on the 18th anyway?
I did. I heard from a few parents, all right, that is the plan. But actually, one of the biggest concerns, and both people have addressed it, the idea of this 7 days, that has really filtered down to parents now, and this whole idea, sure, they'll be safer. And that idea of security that Michael talked about, it's a false sense of security, as has been explained. And that would really concern me, too. Even as a parent, I'm not a medic, but it's a false sense of security that is making its way into the parenting community, where people think they'll have 7 days, it'll be safer, they can go and hook an elderly granny because they've been out, the children have been isolating at home for 7 days, and so things are safer. So there are parents certainly considering the Friday, irrespective of whatever decision is taken. But again, it still leaves the same problem open. But there's an awful lot more to it than that. There's an awful lot more to consider. Obviously, you know, nobody considers school childcare. Nobody that I know considers school childcare. But it would be naive to pretend that parents don't work their jobs around the school hours. You know, that's just a fact of life. It has always been the way. And if the schools finish 2 days earlier, once again, working parents then have a problem. What do they do? There's another 2 days. We've had so many months of it earlier this year where holidays were called upon and used. There's another 2 days holidays that parents are going to have to come up with. So that would be a huge part. I'd also be very concerned about unnecessary disruption to the school year. Yes, I know we're saying, oh, it's the fun time, the end of the year, but sure, there's ways. We've found ways to make other things fun. We've had to, and we can do it again. And we don't know what's around the corner. We don't know that our children or our family, someone in the children or family, won't find themselves having to self-isolate because they've been a close contact or possibly coming down with COVID itself or other illnesses. There's been enough disruptions to the school year. I don't think it's necessary.
So these are days that you might need that could be very valuable to individual families down the line.
Absolutely. You know, these are, you know, anything that involves using annual leave, obviously, for parents, that's a big problem further down the line. And I think it's really important for the children that we keep them in their routine as much as possible. They have seen it can all go terribly wrong. There is still a certain anxiety. Will school close? When level 5 was discussed, here at home even amongst my own family, as well as the many parents that I've spoken to about this, there was big worry from children, are the schools going to close again? And they don't actually need unnecessary upset there. They don't need things changing unnecessarily. It just seems a no-brainer to me. Continue as planned.
Unsurprisingly, we're getting a lot of feedback from listeners on this. This person says, I have three children and I'm taking them out of school from the 11th of December so that they will isolate and my 80-year-old parents can have a Christmas with us. Now, I would say that's not the only parent who has made that call, Jen, would you?
I would absolutely say, and certainly from the parents I've spoken to, that's the case. But that's an individual choice to make. That's not something that should be put on all parents to do. You know, if the schools close, we have no choice in it. If a parent chooses to do that, that's up to them, and that choice has to be respected. Everybody has to look at their own individual responsibility and their own individual actions, what they want to do, bearing in mind their own individual situation and circumstances. You can't expect all parents to do, or all families to take on this blanket rule when different situations apply in different households.
Okay, Michael, I'm getting messages as well from frontline workers in the healthcare service. Teachers are burnt out after 3 months, one term. What's it like for the frontline healthcare workers having to listen to this? It's crazy, says another listener, Anne, to close the schools early. The children have missed so much. Teachers saying that they need a break. If that's the case, what do the frontline healthcare workers need? What do you say to that, Michael?
Well, we're not just talking about teachers here. We're talking about teachers and students who've had to put up with this since September, and rightly so. I mean, we teachers have stepped up to the mask. They're wearing the masks every day. And so are our students in a completely different school environment than they were ever used to. So we're just saying there's merit to this, given the fact that it's only a day and a half next Monday and Tuesday, And everybody, as the previous speaker said there, everybody has a personal decision to make here. And people are going to be making decisions to finish on the 11th because of family reasons and whatever. We're just saying that there's merit to this.
The minister doesn't agree with you, though. Minister Norma Foley saying there are no plans to alter the school break at Christmas. The view of public health is that the evidence available to date shows that schools are proving to be safe spaces for children and for staff. Transmission rates of COVID are low in schools, much lower than the rate in the community. So they're not playing ball.
No. Well, I mean, the transmission rate in post-primary schools is lower than the transmission rate in primary schools. And both are very low in comparison to the rest of the community. So absolutely, teachers have stepped up to the mark, and students and parents are doing what they're supposed to with the masks and whatever. So, and that has kept the transmission rate low in schools.
So this is not about transmission rates, is it?
No. You're
saying that the minister hasn't addressed your point in that statement, which is this is about giving people a break.
Yes, as I said, there was two, our members are raising with us that there's two reasons for this. It's the Monday and the Tuesday, and as you said earlier, Claire, that Monday and that Tuesday, that day and a half running up to Christmas, was a space in schools where there's so much more than learning goes on. It's where all the focus of extracurricular activities, the school show was, and that's not going to exist this year.
I want to bring Dr. Ilona Duffy back in here. How much of an issue has teacher stress been in your own practice? Have you seen many teachers coming in saying to you, I'm finding it very difficult to cope?
I think there was huge stress before the schools restarted, and naturally so, because this, you know, in a way, what the teachers are doing, they are in a class of 20, 30 children all day long, so they're not able to keep the physical distance, they're not able to limit it to 2 hours. So absolutely, they were right to be concerned. And I think they have managed so well. We're not seeing that many teachers complaining about it. And I have to say that teachers have done an amazing job and continue to do an amazing job. And our children are doing better by being back at school, and they're safer by being back at school. Again, back to the whole thing of whether we should finish up early. Practically, I say yes, but I also would be concerned that if children are out of school for longer, especially the older children in post-primary, we are going to see them gathering in groups, and that's where we may then start seeing more spread in the lead up to Christmas.
You heard those messages I had there from frontline workers, or certainly from people who were raising, you know, the issue of frontline workers. What are we going to do for them? As a frontline worker, would you like an extra couple of days off at Christmas?
Of course I would, but look, we've chosen this as a career, and we know that we have to do unsocial hours, and that's life, that's the way it is, and I'll be on call over Christmas. And, you know, while we might want something, I don't think now is the time that we're going to, as healthcare workers, look for it.
Okay, and then do you understand how some healthcare workers would feel aggrieved if the teachers did get the extra couple of days?
Absolutely, and I think that's going to be a problem if one group is seen to get it based on health reasons. And I think the better argument would be that perhaps the children, it would be good for them, but saying that it's related for health and stress reasons, the teachers probably isn't going to wash.
Mm-hmm. But Jen, just overall, the reaction that you had from parents, was it pretty much split down the middle, or were more people in favour of finishing school on the 18th?
It was actually, it was nearly concerningly so. It was split nearly even. More people were in favour of continuing till the 22nd, but only barely so. But the part that concerned me was the reason, and the reason was this 7 days, that this was their bit of a quarantine done, so it was going to be safer. And I think that's the really scary part. As Dr. Lund said, there are guidelines, there are 14 days. You're not supposed to do a bit of a quarantine. So I would be concerned that message has filtered down and parents are basing that decision on 7 days. Now I can hug granny, now I can hug granddad, now I can see vulnerable relatives, when that is not the guidelines that we've been told to abide by.
Jen Hogan, Michael Gillespie from the TUI and Dr. Ilona Duffy, thank you all very much indeed. We're going to be talking about knife crime after this break.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.